All right, favorite toys while growing up?
My dad was a real avid hunter, and I always went hunting with my dad. And he promised me my first gun when I was 10 years old, and it was the old Daisy BB gun, the Red Ryder gun, I suppose, from the movie Christmas Story. And as long as I didn't shoot at people and as long as I didn't shoot windows out, it was all cool.
Oh, really? You can have that gun, but don't shoot people.
Just don't shoot the neighbors.
Well, okay.
We're going to test little Johnny's discipline here.
Crazy to even have to say that. But I guess I had a pellet gun. I don't remember my parents telling me not to shoot people. I think that was a given.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it depends on the kid, I suppose.
My favorite toy growing up was, I used to have an Evel Knievel wind-up doll back in the 70s. I used to go on the top of the stairs and just let it rip. And I also have to say Lego. You can't go wrong with Lego. Lego all day long.
Mm-hmm. Lego's back now. That's pretty big right now. Mm-hmm.
The chemistry set there, we mixed stuff up. Parents didn't like that too much. Regretted it.
Oh, the chemistry. You know what? I talked my parents into giving me a chemistry set when I was about 12. It came with a microscope and all of these
viruses.
compounds of some sort that you were supposed to mix together in beakers and such. And I'm as dumb as a post. I don't even know why I got this thing.
We couldn't
figure out what to do with it. So I would mix all these things together. And I remember.
What? He remembers the day we invented Ebola.
We had to evacuate the house. I mixed together some things that shouldn't have been mixed together, and it was
that explains a lot. You know,
sulfur
that,
and stuff.
That explains a lot right there.
mad scientist.
Yeah. Be careful who you give a chemistry set to. It's
hey, look, Mom, Agent Orange.
All right, well, it's been fun going back in time.
Yeah. So why is your butt sore? You've been complaining about your sore butt all morning. What happened?
I know where
chemistry
he's,
set.
I know where he's
no, really.
Going with this.
You've been complaining? You want to share it with
you
the
You want to tell the story about why I was twerking. Okay, but that has nothing to do with our subject at the moment. So,
but that has everything to I know that. But that has everything to do with your sore butt from the twerking.
Well, I didn't realize I was doing it, but I was trying to explain to him how Rod Stewart used to perform, because I saw an old concert of his on the weekend. And I didn't realize it while I was explaining it to you, but I was actually twerking.
Oh, yeah, we noticed.
I didn't realize.
We certainly noticed. So that's why your butts are okay.
Well,
I
haven't done a lot of twerking. So.
No. Twerking's not for everyone.
Oh, okay. No.
Go back to your chemistry class.
Oh, man. You know what happens when you mix sulfur with...
You get a sore butt.
Doc and Woody in the morning. 106.1 Shea.